My name is Jeff Fritz. I'm a senior program manager on the ASP.NET team. That means I work on all things web, sometimes Windows, ASP.NET web forms. We love web forms. Wow, nobody. Three people. Okay. And I also work on things like WCF. And WCF has kind of been around for a while, right? And it's real big, heavy framework, right? And I've always looked at it as the Spider-Man framework, because with great power comes great responsibility, and as soon as I write that configuration file, I'm not touching it. Because you need to be a freaking guru to know what's going on in there and change it and make it work, right? So let's get beyond that. Let's talk about how we can actually take WCF and use it in these containers with the microservice type of architecture, because we have been doing distributed architecture. We have been doing service-oriented architecture. We have been deploying services, whether they're IIS-hosted, self-hosted, MSMQ endpoints, WS Star. We've been using these things for years. We've had auto-discovery. All these features that people are writing grandiose frameworks for, we've already got them in WCF. So let's take advantage of it, because we now have Windows containers, right? And they're really, they're not small, right? Anybody use Docker for Windows? Nobody. Nobody here's used Docker for Windows. You guys got to respond. One person. Okay, I know a couple of you also put your hands up. Maybe 10% showed you're using Docker for Windows. Docker for Windows lets you run Windows containers on your PC. And when we start talking about using WCF microservices in containers, that means we can't use Linux containers. We have to use Windows containers. Now, we do also have WCF client libraries available for .NET Core. If you want to run a WCF client in .NET Core to connect to a WCF endpoint, host it on your favorite Windows server. There we go. So Windows containers are available now. They're easy to use. Make sure you have a fat network pipe the first time you do a pull on Windows Server Core. It's going to take you a while. Service endpoints, of course, with Docker are easy to configure with code, and we already know how to configure service endpoints in WCF. So let's put those together. Let's put our peanut butter with our chocolate and make that all work. Virtual machine management for WCF services is a pain in the neck. Okay, I was working with a customer about 2 months ago, and they had upwards to 40 different WCF service definitions and hundreds of instances of virtual machines running copies of those WCF services. It was crazy to see their management diagram and all the things they went through to make that work. So let's streamline that. Let's get rid of managing the virtual machines, because when we are managing them, that means we've got to take care of Patch Tuesday. Right, folks? And we all love Patch Tuesday when you're managing an army of VMs in production. It's a pain in the neck. Versus a container, I can just pull a new version and deploy. And of course, better service-oriented architectures, because containers are small, more process-oriented for us to manage, and there's great orchestration frameworks that we can use out there. So we've done some things to make WCF work inside of containers, and I was hoping to come here and gauge some interest, thinking I wouldn't hear a lot, because I wrote a blog post. There it is. I wrote a blog post about 3 months ago. Let's try WCF self-hosted services in containers. And it was like crickets. Nobody was really interested in seeing about stuff about this, but we continue to push on to say, all right, well, maybe there is something here, and my gosh, look at the turnout here to see about WCF in containers. The basic idea that we're trying to do with this architecture, particularly on a workstation as you're developing, is we want to have our WCF clients that we're building and working on here inside of Visual Studio connect through the Docker container into the WCF service that's hosted inside of that. That's not too bad to do. When you run Docker on Windows, right, you have to hit this switch to Windows containers and then pray that the little whale comes back and is running properly inside of your Windows 10 install. I see a couple people smiling. You know the pain that I'm talking about. If you're on FastRing for Windows 10 right now and you're trying to run Docker for Windows, there were some challenges for about 3 weeks. And now things look like they're cleaned up with the 16184 and later builds. So you have to go through this stuff, and more happens. We'll get back to that. So what do we support right now in containers? Because containers are tricky. We support HTTP and HTTPS endpoints, right? These are typical things that you can connect to that IIS might host. You might self-host an application that has a service inside of it. We can't do MSMQ just yet. There's a security story there, and it's really tricky to try and figure out when I have an army of these containers out there and they're persisting things. Well, I want to persist as I'm going through the queue on those endpoints, but I need to save things properly so that they stick around even if I lose my container. So we're still architecting and working on that. Is MSMQ WCF services, is that something that you guys are interested in, you folks are interested in? Okay, I see maybe 25%. More? Do I hear 30? Okay, I see. All right, so there's a little bit of interest in that. But IIS hosting, self-hosting, these are very easy for you to get set up and running inside of a container with WCF with some of the default templates, and we have some samples available for you out there to help get you started, pointed in the right direction. And anonymous access endpoints, that's the last caveat that we have at this point. Like I said, this is very much a work in progress. We can't do security yet because, once again, container, when a Windows container starts up, how do I register and get that into Active Directory? It's a little bit tricky right now, but we think we have some ideas about how to make security work. So what does a WCF Docker file look like? Hey! All right. All of our WCF Docker files, and we just published one. We quietly published one last week. It's like a silent opening at a casino or at a hotel or at a resort, right? We released it to see if there was any traffic. Anybody went out and downloaded it? No one downloaded it. We start from the IIS template. IIS is built on Windows Server Core. So you're going to start off with this Windows Server Core, bare minimum things you need to get WCF and IIS running. And then we're going to add on top of that some PowerShell features. We're going to add HTTP activation, TCP activation, and WebSockets, right? These are some of the things that you need if you want to use extensive WCF services. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is hosting on top of IIS. Let's actually take a look at what the samples look like for you to get started using this, and then you can see very easily how to apply it to your own services and be able to deploy those to various Docker hosting platforms. All right, I'm going to this. So right now, here's where the image is stored on the Docker Hub. It's Microsoft/WCF, basic base Docker image. This was, like I said, just published. The team's been tinkering, trying to figure out what makes a good Docker image for this. The base configuration that we suggest if you're using IIS hosted, make a directory right off the root, add your content to that location, expose port 83, and add... Thanks, notifications. And add... where was it? Add your content after you configure the IIS site. And then you're going to run Docker build, Docker run, port 8383, name it whatever you'd like, and then you're able to browse and verify. We have a bunch of samples available for you. This is the WCF Docker samples repository off of Microsoft. And you can go down, you can see these are all 4.6.2, but there are two samples here. There's a IIS self-hosted WCF sample, and there's a self-hosted WCF sample, with instructions about how to get those up and running. I'm going to drill down into this 4.6.2 so you can see there's a self-host, a basic HTTP self-host. That's the first one's, I'm sorry, TCP self-host, and then basic IIS host. So you have your choice of a couple different samples, and these are the three supported scenarios that we're looking at right now. Now, we are very much, for this type of project, looking at a lift and shift scenario. The Docker tooling that comes with Visual Studio doesn't recognize and handle the Docker self-host projects properly. It doesn't properly know how to set up things, reference the WCF image. You're going to have to go through and do a couple things, which also means it doesn't support debugging using the WCF image. That being said, if you were to do a new project, let's just do a quick project here, and you were to choose .NET Framework, I'm going to choose Web Application 13 because it's better than Web Applications 1 through 12. I'm going to choose Web Forms. Wow, the 1 through 12 joke got nothing. Okay, I got one down front, too. So when this starts up, if I were to go and just add a WCF service, because it's a ASP.NET application, and of course I can add new services to this, WCF, there it is, this one, sure, we'll call it service one because I'm that descriptive. All right, so it's added, it's here in my project, go away properties, all my references, and there's service one. So nothing to it. If I were to use the add Docker support here, this is going to actually add the ASP.NET image, which doesn't have all the features to host WCF. Let's check it out. It's bringing in Microsoft ASP.NET. So that's everything you need to host web forms. And who doesn't want to host web forms in a container? I mean, my gosh, that's like putting a V8 in a VW Rabbit. But you can do it. So you're going to have a couple challenges there because it's missing some of the features. Let me go back to that slide just because it's easier for me to show here. It doesn't have all of these features included in the container. So now you're going to get into the job of mashing up and managing the content of that container so you can add these features. And in Docker, when you add these features, it's not a quick thing because it has to download, it has to configure and roll that over into your container. So while you might be able to debug, you might be able to get into the rest of your application, you're not actually going to get your service running completely. You're going to have to add some other features into it. I'm not going to do that here right now because I want to show you the one that I have with a real basic HTTP host with a Docker file sitting here. And if you look, this is a very much a standard sample one that says the service is ready, thread sleep, host close. It's literally just sitting there waiting. If I show you, let me show you. Here's the Docker file. So from Microsoft WCF, working directory, basic HTTP host. So it's right at the root of the website, expose 83. And then we're going to copy everything over because this is a basic HTTP host. Our service library is down here. My app config is just listening on 83. So that's important that you take note of where you're configuring your service to listen because you're going to need to expose that when you run the container so that your client can connect into it as well. But here's the thing. When you go and wire this up, you're going to need to point to the exact location where your service is just so you can do your interaction and you're not going to be able to debug into it. You're just going to be able to connect in and work with it. So it's not a very valuable experience at this point. You can get your stuff into containers, you can deploy that container, and then you're able to interact with it, but you're not going to be able to debug with it, which throws you into that container mode that we see with other folks who don't have Visual Studio in the full debug experience, where you're going to have to log everything so that you can see the debugging, and so you can kind of debug and see what's going on. And that's not easy. Do you guys want to see debugging for the WCF containers in Visual Studio? Is that something that, okay. And who's actively developing with WCF right now? Okay, so I just want to make sure that it was the same group who said, yes, put debugging in it, because I want to make sure those folks aren't saying, yeah, Fritz, do more work, even though I'm not going to use it. True story, I had folks asking, hey, we want F# for web forms. I said, great, are you going to use it? Well, no. Then why should I build it? So that's how you hook that up, and then when you build your container and you run it, you are able to get those connected. There's documentation about exactly how to do that sitting out here inside this samples folder, with the complete instructions of how to build your images and get them laid out and then connect into them. It's doing this here. You can see it's doing Docker run standard in, standard out, because it wants to write all the log information, all the output, out to the log file so you can see it when you run Docker logs. Okay? So that's how you do it with a basic HTTP host. I have the other sample sitting here. Let me open. This is basic IIS. So this Docker file, right, here's, we're allocating the IIS website that is configured with a physical path, and it's got binding information to port 83. So we're exposing port 83. We need to listen on port 83 so that our clients are able to connect. And then we're going to copy our contents into that C service test folder. The test client, when I built, here it is. Once again, you need to change this. And because I have it copied into a folder off the root of the container, inside the container called WCF service test, I need to include that and then my service name, service one. Now, there's a lot to consume there. There's a lot going on. This is very much a work in progress. I've heard a lot of great feedback from you guys that you do want to see this. You want us to build more on this. I'm going to take this back to the team. We're going to continue to iterate on it. I want to make sure you have the links to these GitHub samples and where they live at. I'm sorry? The question is, will this be supported on Windows Server 2016? Windows Server 2016 does support containers. You can install and run Docker on that, and you will be able to get everything running. The debug capabilities. The debug capabilities are a feature of Visual Studio and how we wire up the containers. There's a layer that we put in there so that we can expose a folder and connect to it. That's the wrong URL for those for the sample code. The sample code is actually at come on, Zoom. There it is. GitHub.com, Microsoft WCFs-docker-samples. But this is a lift and shift scenario. You're going to have to build. This will work great if you're doing a Docker compile in the middle of your deployment scenarios. You'll be able to get that deployed and shifted out there. But that's where you can find the samples that talk you through this. We've got more information we're going to post on the web dev blog on MSDN as we continue to build this out, as we add more features. I'll come to your question in a second. But I encourage you to check it out. See if this works with some of your existing samples, your existing services, so that you can try out containers for WCF. Now, there was a question over here. Does it support TCP bindings? Yes, it does. One of the samples, there's three samples. It's basic IIS, basic self-host, and TCP bindings is the third one. Another question, yes. I'm sorry? Port sharing. So that's interesting, right? So port sharing you're going to do if you have to have multiple services coming through on the same thing. You're running on containers. So containers, you can spin up dozens of them wherever you want. So you don't really need to do port sharing. You should be able to, because it's still IIS under the covers. You should be able to do it, but why? When just spin up another container. So yes, another question over here to the side.
So we've been able to get this up and running?
Yes.
But we cannot pass in environment variables on the Docker run command.
Great question. So the question is, we've been able to get this run up. This gentleman's organization has been able to get it up and running, but we can't pass in environment variables on the command line. If only you'd been to my earlier session today on ASP.NET. So here's the deal. You're absolutely right. You can't pass in, you can't orchestrate with Config Manager inside of an ASP.NET or .NET framework application. So what we're looking at is we're looking at extending Configuration Manager so that we can provide what we're calling configuration builders that will be able to, at the time that your web config or app config is parsed and any encrypted sections or external files are layered in. Right after that's done, put in environment variables or Docker secrets or anything that might come from an orchestration provider. And what I'm hearing from you is, yes, we need that because you don't want to go through it, right? You could always write your own code that says, go get this environment variable, parse it apart, and use this. But very much the standard way to do it is, I want to push environment variables into configuration, and in our case, configuration manager in the .NET world. Oh, fantastic, even easier.
Docker run command.
Docker run command, yes.
Dash
E.
Dash env.
Yeah.
Are not accessible in ASP.NET, even if you use application.environment and the variable name.
Okay. I need to come back around to that. That's all right. We've been able to get it to work in the lab. Drop me a line. I'm C-Sharp Fritz on Twitter. We'll talk. Any other questions while I've got you here? No? Good? All right. Check it out. There's a lot of samples out there. I've got blog posts. I've got more coming on this. And thank you for your interest in the topic. This is great.